On the 25th March 1993 in Warrington, Cheshire, Irish Republican extremists killed 3-year-old Jonathan Ball and 12-year-old Tim Parry. They injured 54 others and traumatised many other people. During the time since that event, violent conflict has evolved and in many ways is even more terrifying, but is still, as it always was, justified by its perpetrators as being an acceptable means to an end. The consequences of acts of extreme violence are so horrific that governments must be more vigilant than ever in protecting its citizens. But there must also be more than enhanced security if the tide is to be turned. And the Tim Parry Jonathan Ball Foundation for Peace, created by Colin and Wendy Parry, the parents of Tim Parry, offers a portfolio of programs to help in the prevention, resolution and response to violent conflict. There is conflict in all walks of life, and it can and does lead to positive change. This is normal and acceptable. But what is not acceptable is the use of violence to enforce your will on others. Civil society can only thrive if we eradicate violent conflict, embrace democracy, respect and celebrate our differences and rights, and live together in peace. In 2015, we are facing real challenges to world peace, an unprecedented risk to our way of life through war, terrorism, and violent conflict. The whole of society must meet this challenge because governments alone cannot resolve the situation. The Foundation is publishing its manifesto to challenge and stimulate key stakeholders to rethink existing policies and practices and implement the changes set out within this brand new document. In the fields of conflict resolution, rethinking radicalisation, and challenging extremism, the Foundation is the mouse that roared, with over 20 years of practice. Our first pledge as part of the manifesto is this: we will stimulate, lead, and reshape a new social movement to challenge violent conflict. Our portfolio of programmes and projects are tried and tested. We retain knowledge and intellectual capital that can be deployed to counter the risks facing society. This document is a call to action, and this manifesto is going to create a groundswell of debate and activity. The document that we are publishing and that will be available for you to download also shows how the Foundation is placed to deal with violent conflict, a global phenomenon rooted in local and personal issues. And the document shows what we are calling our stakeholders to do in response. There has never been a greater challenge. So please read and also listen to these audio files that actually bring you the manifesto. And listen to the actions and look at the actions that we've set out within the document. And all we ask is that you help us campaign for peace.